sake daaroor. Tyd vir ons mental health. And now it's time also to talk mental health, brought to you by Masisiwe, a movement for mental health, and also SADC. SADC, the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, funded through the Foundation of Professional Development. And now this week we are talking about bullying. Bullying can be physical, verbal, or even online as cyberbullying. And it has a serious impact on the mental health of those affected. Today, we'll explore the effects of bullying and how to support someone going through this experience. Let's listen to this.
Your Sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Hi, I am Ruthendo, a lay counselor from SADC. How can I help you today?
I'm really not okay, and I just don't know what to do anymore.
Okay, I can hear that you're feeling very overwhelmed right now. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about what is happening?
It's school. I don't want to go back, ever.
I'm so sorry to hear that things are not going very well at school. Do you mind telling me a little bit more about what is happening at your school?
Well, it really just started with this boy. I thought he loved me. He asked me to, you know, send a picture. You're going to think I'm really stupid.
Not at all. Trust me, I am not here to judge you at all. I'd like to help you as best as I can, and we can take it slowly. Perhaps let's talk about what he asked you to do.
The photo, it was a nude. I trusted him. Why did I do it? I never saw myself as that sort of person, you know. We broke up, he was cheating on me, then he shared the photo with everyone in school. Not everyone is calling me Sefebe, a slut, and he's not even apologized for what he did to me. I mean, one of the girls even created a meme, and then she posted it, and now everyone is commenting about my body, the things that people are saying about me. One person even said, "I don't blame the guy for leaving you."
I'm so sorry that this is happening to you, especially that many people are involved in making fun of you. That must be very challenging. And I can hear that it's causing a lot of pain in you as well. It is so hard to have your trust broken, especially by someone that you thought you loved. And then for it to be made public like that, it's even harder. How have these posts made you feel?
To be honest, I just feel incredibly sad. Every time I try to move on, they just bring it up. What's the point of this? It's all my fault. Truly, I deserve this for being so stupid.
That's incredibly overwhelming. It sounds like you are being very hard on yourself, though, which can also add an extra layer of guilt, especially on top of the difficult emotions that you're already having. Surely, no one deserves to be experiencing what you're experiencing or to be treated the way that you have.
Exactly. That's so true. I mean, who do they think they are doing this to me?
And I can hear that you're getting angry right now, which is fair because what they did was very, very cruel. And it is helpful to let some of these emotions that are in you out. And once you acknowledge how you're feeling, you can then focus on how to deal with what you're feeling, which I would like to help you with today.
Honestly, there's no way to deal with this. My life is just completely over.
I hear you, and I know that it can seem that way. And it's also okay for you to remember that you will have bad days where you find yourself crying and you find yourself feeling shame and anger and trying to also get to a point of convincing yourself that this didn't happen. These are all very valid and understandable feelings for you to have. However, it's important to understand that going through difficult experiences is a normal part of life. And these difficult feelings definitely do not last forever, especially if you find helpful ways to be able to cope with them.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it will ever end. These people, the things that they say.
All right, and I hear you. The hardest part right now is having to acknowledge that people's actions are completely outside of your control. What you can control is how you react to their behavior and how it's impacting you.
Well, I mean, how can I do that?
Well, you don't have to deal with this on your own. In fact, there are specific laws in place to specifically protect people in specific situations like this, because what they're doing is illegal. So first thing I want you to do, I want you to screenshot the content to keep as evidence. Then I want you to go on the platforms where this was posted on, and I want you to report it as offensive content on the platforms. And personally, I also want you to remember that it's important for you not to give the bullies a reaction. It's very helpful for you not to do that, because sometimes they are looking for you to react. So rather, just remove yourself from the groups or the apps or the social media platforms where these are being shared, so that you're also creating a safe space for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to do that, but I mean, I think I could try that. But what do I then do with the evidence?
So once you've collected the evidence, it will be best for you to talk to someone, talk to an adult, so that they can help you to take legal action, and preferably someone who you can trust. It can be your guardian or a loved one.
Yo, I can't speak to my mom. She'll kill me if she finds out that I sent that picture. She'd definitely take my phone away, and that's as good as being dead.
Okay, I hear you. So if not your mom, tell me, is there another adult in your life that you trust? Someone that you can speak to?
I mean, maybe my aunt. She is quite young, so it will probably be better. But it's scary.
I hear you. It is quite scary. But speaking to your aunt is a very good idea. And perhaps maybe she can speak to your mom on your behalf. It's very normal for you to feel scared. And you just need to remember that you can't do this on your own. It's okay for you to receive that support, especially from an adult.
I mean, I could try that, but what can I do right now? I just feel so hopeless and broken.
Firstly, reaching out like you have done today is very, very helpful, because trying to deal with this alone is a little bit too much. It's very important for you to have a safe space to express how you're feeling. So I would like to suggest that you see a professional, like a psychologist or a registered counselor. They'll be able to help you deal with the experience that you just encountered at the moment, and just how it impacted you, how you're thinking about it, and how you feel about yourself. And then from there, they'll be able to help you have difficult conversations or navigate difficult conversations that you may have with your mom, and how to deal with the situation at school as well. What I can do for you today is to give you some contact details if you would like.
That's okay. There's a counselor at my clinic, and I've seen her before, but it takes a while to get to see her. What are some things I can do for myself in the meantime?
And I'm glad that you've already taken the steps that you need to see the counselor at your clinic. So it's very good for me to hear that from you. So well done for getting that help that you needed. But in the meantime, it helps for you to have lots of different ways to get your feelings out. In addition to therapy, I would also maybe recommend that you try something like journaling.
You mean like keeping a diary?
Yes. So journaling is like writing in a special diary where you jot down your feelings, your thoughts, and what's happening in your life. It's a way of expressing yourself and understanding your emotions and thinking a lot of things through that you're experiencing.
But where do I start? Like, dear diary.
Well, you can start however way that you want. But a good way to start is just by writing down exactly what happened. And from there, you can take it and ask yourself the question, how did you feel based on what happened? And then identify any thoughts that you have surrounding what happened. Then from there, we can list things that bring you a little bit of comfort and joy as well. It's important to remind yourself that there are moments of happiness and joy that you enjoy in your life. So it's important for you to be able to identify that and for you to start those things again.
I mean, why? Why is that?
Well, in life, we can't easily just take the difficult experiences away. Unfortunately, it is something that will always be part of life. So it's very important that we get to a point of managing how we feel and trying to balance some of the difficult experiences that we experience by creating moments and situations that also make us feel good, safe, and maybe also cared for. What do you like to do that makes you feel good?
Well, I always do feel good after getting my hair done.
Well, maybe that's a good place for us to start. Do you think that it might be something that you can do? Because I just want you to have moments of you feeling good and also building up that confidence that may have been stolen to you by what happened so that you can relearn to be yourself again. So do you think maybe you can start with getting your hair done?
I think I could try that.
Okay, perfect. That would be a good starting point. But I really want to encourage you to speak to someone and report what is going on, even if it's an educator or a trusted family member, like we said earlier on.
Yeah, I still think it's going to be really hard, but really, I think I can start by talking to my aunt.
What you just heard was a call between a SADC counselor and someone who has been a victim of bullying. I am Rutendo, a lay counselor with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And I work in the call center for our mental health helplines. I help give you hope and then link you to places where you can get the help that you need. Bullying is an intentional harm over time and can happen anyway. Verbal bullying uses hurtful words, while physical bullying involves harming someone physically. Cyberbullying is tricky because it's online and it's anonymous, causing silent suffering. It can happen anywhere, school, home, or even the workplace. As a parent or a loved one, it's important not to judge a child experiencing cyberbullying. It can be difficult when their actions go against our own beliefs and even morals, but judgment will only discourage them from seeking help and worsen the distress that they're experiencing. Listening, supporting their feelings, and offering guidance are essential in addressing and resolving cyberbullying effectively. Acting against all forms of bullying is crucial for protecting people's mental health. Bullying, whether it's verbal, physical, or cyber, can have devastating effects on individuals' psychological well-being. Constant harassment, humiliation, and threats can lead to anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem, affecting victims long after the bullying stops. By acting against bullying in all its forms, we send a powerful message that such behavior is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. The first step is to report bullying if you see it, and to reach out for help if you are being bullied. Talk to someone, a healthcare practitioner, a trusted educator, a counselor at your clinic or school, or call a mental health helpline.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.
Yes, and we experience that also in daily and around us, and also in schools, and you don't know what that specific person goes through. For any help, you can find more about SADC. Go to their website. It's www.sadag, that's SADAG.org, or you can even call their mental health helpline, which is 0800 456 789.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.